A new fish buyer is planning to open on the Kuskokwim River. Kuskokwim Seafoods will be just the second buyer on the river and the only one operating above Bethel. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
In the heyday of the Kuskokwim commercial fishery, openings would occur for hundreds of miles up the river, and fishers in villages like Tuluksak and Ukatchuk could sell their salmon to floating tenders nearby. But a decline in the run strength and the crash of the wild salmon markets in the 90s forced fish buyers to scale back, even up until last year when the only buyer moved all their tenders below Bethel. Patrick Peter of Ukatchuk says for many small-scale commercial fishermen like him, traveling to catch and sell fish just hasn't been worth it lately.
Fishermen wasn't interested in going down to fish due to high cost of gas and oil.
But this year, the floating tenders will be coming to Peter and other villages in the mid-Kuskokwim.
Right now, we will have for sure two tenders above Bethel, and we're trying to figure out how to do three.
Stuart Curry is with Kuskokwim Seafoods, a new company trying to capitalize on the unique Kuskokwim fishery.
The fact that it's primarily a subsistence fishery and that it's being harvested by native fishermen in small boats, you know, it's much more hands-on than, you know, the big Bristol Bay fisheries and other fisheries like in Southeast Alaska, where, you know, thousands of fish are caught in a very short period of time, and there's maybe not as much care as what the people here give their fish.
Curry says they're targeting whole food retailers whose customers are environmentally conscientious and willing to shell out for some high-quality salmon. Kuskokwim Seafoods will be joining Coastal Villages Seafood as the only fish buyers on the river. As a community development quota, CVS is involved in several fisheries like pollock and herring. They've stayed in the salmon business as a service to their CDQ members, but they say it costs them money, more than $1 million a year. Curry says as a business, Kuskokwim Seafoods will have to take a different approach to turn a profit.
Where we see an opportunity is by controlling our costs that we're going to put into the fish. So real low overhead operation here.
But the risks are real. As part of their new operations, they're purchasing a large ice maker, which was turned over to the city of Bethel after the last private fish buyer went belly up, thousands of dollars in debt. One group that's sure to benefit this summer is the mid-river fishermen. Patrick Peter in Ukatchuk says interest in his village is high.
The more tenders we have, the more fishermen will commercial fish.
Like any year on the Kuskokwim, the commercial opening will be limited by the strength of the runs and the ability of subsistence fishers to get their fill first. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.